Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. We appreciate you all so much. And today, I want to give a big woof woof hello to 5-year-old Rosie, who loves our show and is always investigating right alongside us. Thanks for joining us on our adventures, dear listener Rosie. For those of you who don't already know, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. I came here from London, England, to help train my partner Sniffy in the ways of being a detective. He's learned and grown so much since I first met him, and now he's an accomplished dog detective in his own right. Together, we solve mysteries here on Bark Street and make sure justice always prevails.
And it does. Snoop has been the best teacher and mentor to me, and I've learned so much from him. I never thought I'd be a dog detective, but here I am, solving mysteries on a daily basis. Bark Street sure has its share of many cryptic cases, and together, Snoop and I figure it out. Or in my case, sniff it out.
You do have quite a powerful snout, Sniffy.
That I do. And let me tell you, today it smells delicious outside. I don't know if it's because of the fall weather, but the smells today are hitting just right. I'm getting desserts and feasts and all sorts of yummy flavors wafting in the wind.
It is a time to celebrate, and what better way than to share a meal with the ones you love most?
I'm getting desserts and feasts and all sorts of yummy flavors wafting in the wind.
I, in fact, love that too. It's great to hear all the intellectual and passionate conversations happening at the table.
Plus, there's always a chance of some of the schlub's family members bringing their own pets with them. We could make some new friends.
Sure, I'm not usually into meeting new animals. It can be exhausting, but I'll make an exception for family.
Do you consider me family, Snoop?
Sure, you're like an annoying younger brother to me.
And you're like a grandpa to me.
A grandpa? Why, how uncouth. I'm not that old in comparison to you. I'd say I'm more like a wise father or a smart older brother. Maybe an eccentric uncle.
Okay, Gramps.
Snoop! Sniffy! So glad I ran into you.
Hi, Lorraine. Did you get back your coins from Bean and Winnie?
I sure did. They got a nice stack of tickets, too. I can't believe they tried to trick us into believing the park's fountain was magical. And I almost injured myself, too.
I'm glad you were able to get back your coins. Why were you looking for us?
Oh, that's right. I'm here to tell you about the Bark Street Bake Sale.
A bake sale? Yummy, yummy, yum. Where do I go buy some baked goods?
It hasn't happened yet. That's why I'm telling you. Before we start, Winnie the Wolfhound said she had a fantastic idea. So we're all going to meet outside my shed now. Well, not all of us. Steve the Duck isn't invited since he eats everything in sight. I told him he couldn't come. But you two should come if you want to participate.
Participate in what?
Just follow me and you'll see.
Oh, intriguing. If it has to do with food, I'm in. Come in, Snoop.
Lead the way.
This is such a great time of the year. My vegetable garden is almost ready to harvest. And all my hard work will finally pay off.
Congratulations, Lorraine. That's quite the achievement.
Thank you, Snoop. And here we are.
Is that everyone, Lorraine? Great. So now that we've gathered you all here, I want to propose a fantastically fun idea regarding the Bark Street Bake Sale.
Free food for all?
No, Bean, you thief.
Oh, she's still mad about that fountain stuff. Sorry again, Winnie.
Yeah, sorry about that too.
Let me continue, please, Bean and Wiggles. As I was saying, the Bark Street Bake Sale is coming up. So we thought, why not make this into an even more fun event by turning it into a bake-off?
What's a bake-off?
Good question, Fred the Squirrel. A bake-off is a culinary competition where participants will compete against each other by preparing and baking their favorite baked goods in a limited time period. And whoever does best in both taste and presentation will win.
That sounds hard.
That sounds fun. I'm used to making delectable dishes like the ones I eat at the country club.
Who's going to be judging this bake-off?
Ooh, I am. Lorraine. That's me.
Oh, great. Yeah, I might as well throw in the towel now. She's not going to vote for my dish since she's mad at me.
Isn't she mad at you for tricking her into giving you her money and then almost injuring her when she attempted to fly?
Yes. And?
Will she judge it fairly?
I promise to all that I will be an impartial and honest judge, only basing my decision on the taste and presentation of each dish, despite me internally wanting Bean and Wiggles to fail.
I trust Lorraine's honesty as a judge. She will be fair.
Okay, so what are the rules?
As you see now, Lorraine is providing a pantry full of many food ingredients and all of the kitchen supplies we can use. And we all have only 30 minutes to complete our dishes and bring them here to the presentation table. If your dish isn't there on time, you're disqualified. Also, you must bake the baked good yourself. No cheating, Bean.
I would never.
While the competition is going on, I will be tending to my garden. I'll be back when the timer stops.
Now, does everyone understand and want to participate?
Yes.
Great. So the timer will start now. Go!
Snoop, I'm panicked. What should I make? What should I do?
You wished for a blueberry pie earlier.
You're right. I should make a blueberry pie.
And I will make a classic English trifle, but in mini form. Everyone will love them.
Oh, that's with the lady fingers in the jam, right?
Yes.
Yummy, yum, yum. I love bake-offs.
Remember to stay focused. We only have 30 minutes to bake our dish and bring it to the presentation table.
This dough is tough.
Remember to let it settle.
Is someone using the ice cream machine?
I am.
I said the word ice cream first, so I should be allowed to use it.
That's not how baking contests work. Now move. I need my strawberry sorbet.
Can you imagine if some human beings walked by right now and saw all these dogs and a squirrel participating in a makeshift bake-off? Why, it makes me laugh.
The human beings wouldn't get it, but we like baking too.
Someone took my chocolate chips. I needed them for my double ooey gooey chocolate chip cookies.
My raisins are gone.
Ew, raisins.
Hey, they're good in desserts, and my raisin almond scones were going to be scrumptious.
My ice cream scooper is gone.
So are my strawberries.
What is going on? Are all our ingredients and supplies disappearing?
Seems like a mystery is afoot.
And when a mystery is afoot, it's up to Snoop and Sniffy to get to the bottom of it. Fear not, fellow bakers. The case will be needed down pat. The impromptu Bark Street Bake Off is suddenly in jeopardy because all of the contestants' supplies and ingredients are seemingly disappearing right from under all of our snouts. How is this happening? Let's take a break to gather our thoughts and remaining ingredients. This English trifle won't bake itself.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. and it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah, you're back. Phew. Things are stressful and intense right now as the Bark Street Bake Off flounders to a halt. Every contestant's ingredients and kitchen supplies are seemingly vanishing into thin air. Sniffy and I will figure this out, though. Have no fear, my grumbling bakers.
Bean, did you take my chocolate chips?
No, I promise. I'm missing my ice cream scooper, and now my ice cream too. I was running to the machine, and when I came back, it was gone.
What about you, Wiggles?
My stuff is gone too.
It's clear that each one of us has had stuff taken, correct?
Yes.
So, whoever took our ingredients and supplies took them from everyone, either to hide their motive or because they aren't targeting any one of us in particular.
But who would want to steal all of our things?
Someone who wants to make sure the bake-off fails, or for a yet unforeseen reason.
How did we not notice the culprit?
When engaging in a bake-off, contestants are often fully immersed in what they are doing, that they don't notice their surroundings. Someone could have easily weaved their way in and out of us and taken the things they wanted without us noticing.
All I had my eyes on was my dough, my sugar, and my blueberries. Wait! All those things are missing now! What?
This is the work of a mastermind.
The clock is still ticking. What are we going to do?
We need to split up and search for the ingredients and tools. The more places we look, the faster we can get back to work. Everyone agree?
Yes.
Okay, pick a direction and start trotting. It's time we find the missing items.
I'm going this way, Winnie. Stop following me.
Ugh, I was already heading toward the willow tree, but fine.
I'm not seeing anything.
Well, keep walking. You've gone 5 feet.
I'm smelling something, Snoop. It's my blueberries. They're headed in this direction.
Good work, Sniffy. Follow that trail. I'm going to head off this way, toward the post office. Start barking if you find something.
Will do! Ooh, this blueberry trail is getting stronger. Just makes me hungry and more upset that this is the second time I've been prevented from eating a blueberry pie. That's odd. The trail of blueberries heads right into Lorraine's shed. But how can that be? I didn't know there was a secret entrance in the back of her shed. Let me pull open this door. Why, I never! This is shocking! I cannot believe!
I hear him. Sniffy's found something. Everyone, head to Sniffy's barking.
The barking? It's coming from inside Lorraine's shed.
Inside her shed?
And look, there's a secret backdoor entrance. That's where the barking is coming from.
Everyone, into the shed. Things have taken a twisted turn.
All our kitchen supplies are here.
And the ingredients, well, most of them.
That's right. I followed the scent of my blueberries through this secret back door and it led me into Lorraine's shed where all of the supplies were hidden.
Way to go, Winnie. You said you trusted Lorraine as a judge.
I did.
Well, looks like she stole all the supplies back and ate most of the ingredients herself.
Look! There are even duck feathers stuck to some of the maple syrup I was making for my raisin scones!
You really are sticking with raisins, Fred.
Let me live!
Why would Lorraine offer up these kitchen supplies and ingredients only to secretly steal them back? It makes no sense.
She clearly wanted to see Wiggles and I suffer.
No, Lorraine upholds the law. She wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah? Then where is she now?
Great question, Wiggles. Where is Lorraine?
I'm right here. What's going on? What are all the kitchen supplies and ingredients doing back in my shed? And why is it such a mess in here?
A likely question, thief.
No, that's you, Bean.
Then explain why all our items are back in your shed.
Nope. I don't know. I didn't do this.
Look, duck feathers as evidence.
But those could have been from any time. This is my shed. Won't anyone believe me? I promise I didn't do this. I'm an upstanding citizen of Pflugerville.
I believe you, Lorraine.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Even against all this evidence? Really? What kind of dog detective are you?
The kind who knows people. I know Lorraine's character, and there's no way she would ever do this. Plus, she wasn't even over here. She went to check on her garden.
But we were all distracted. She could have snuck back.
But she didn't. Someone else was here. Someone else was watching the bake-off the whole time, mad that they didn't get to participate, and also a little bit hungry.
I knew it. What did you know?
Let's see what Snoop says, and then I'll agree.
Another duck that was strictly told he couldn't participate in the bake-off. A duck who loves eating. A duck who's still hiding in this very shed. Steve the Duck.
Steve the Duck?
I probably should have left the shed after taking everything, but those blueberries were so delicious. I didn't think I'd get caught so soon.
Steve, how dare you? You try to frame me. You're getting a ticket for this.
Yes, Lorraine, I'm mad at you. It's not fair that you banned me from participating in the bake-off just because I like to eat. I also love baking, but you don't even know that about me. So I took all the ingredients and kitchen supplies while everyone was baking. It was easy. Bean and Wiggles were busy arguing over the ice cream machine. The others were talking about humans. I took whatever I could grab and came in through your secret back door and stashed them here so they think you did it and that you ruined the bake-off. But then I got hungry and started eating what I took. Next thing I knew, Sniffy found me real fast, so I hid in this pot.
Oh, I'm sorry for not letting you participate, Steve. That was my fault.
Okay, so all is forgiven then?
No, you're still getting a ticket for this. But you'll also be allowed to participate once we return everyone's supplies to them and get back out there.
I'm sorry for doing what I did. I should have just talked to you instead of trying to frame you and stealing everyone's supplies. Do you all forgive me?
We forgive you. Let's just get this bake-off back on track. Everyone in agreement? We're resetting the clock.
Yes!
Oh, sorry for accusing you of stealing all that stuff, Lorraine.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't mean it.
I'm watching you two. And Snoop, thank you for clearing my name and believing in me. That means a lot.
You're welcome, Lorraine. I always have Agent 99's back.
And Agent 99 has yours.
Sniffy, so proud of you for following the blueberry trail and finding all the supplies.
Gee, thanks, Snoop. But it would have meant nothing without you defending Lorraine and figuring out it was Steve. Seeing you believe in her was mesmerizing.
We make a great team.
That we do. Now time to finally make a blueberry pie.
Okay, can we get back to the bake-off, please?
Yes. And I'll start the timer this time. Everyone ready? Bake!
Talk about a dramatic baking competition. I usually don't participate in such frivolous activities, but any chance I can get to make an English trifle, I'll take it. Today, feelings were hurt and retaliation was taken. But also apologies were made and forgiveness was granted. It's important to always know yourself, your values, and your baking abilities. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I must get back to this English trifle. The lady fingers aren't going to soak in jam by themselves. Bye for now.
Go Kid Go!
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers? From Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison. search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.